I never enjoyed life more, never felt better in my life physically than I do now. At 12:45 today, I took Jack Valenti, Walter Jenkins, Bill Moyer, and I swam the length of that pool eight times today. I went down and had a hamburger. I came back and looked over my State of the Union, called up, fussed to the fellow about $40 million, too much in a budget. Then stretched out, took a little doze, lost consciousness for about 5 minutes on the couch. Came back and they said, "Now, are you in a good humor?" I said, "Yeah, we'll save you this until you're in a bad humor." And I said, "What is it?" Said, "It's George Carmack's article." I said, "We want to give it to you when you're in a bad humor." Now, I knew it was going to be bad if it's George's. And I read it, and he said that they always say that folks are not true to their raisin. But Johnson is true to his raisin. And he wrote the kindest, sweetest, nicest description. I'm going to send it to Dean Rusk and Mike George Bundy and all these sophisticated fellas. Andrew Biddleduke, he even compliments Andrew Biddleduke. Yeah. I want you to read it. And
I'll get it.
Then I read old man Dobie's letter. And, you know, I don't have anything to do at night. I can't go out. If I broke out twice, what I do is I go home and I have myself 2 or 3 highballs with my wife. And I have to sit there and read and work. I've got Indonesia. They wanted me to give them $35 million the other day, and I had to read on it till 2 o'clock in the morning. They came in, and I had to have India 65, and I read on it till 2 and turned both of them down. But I just thought, what if I hadn't had the desire to read them? I'd be in a hell of a shape.